It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habe.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Hello. Well, hello, and welcome to another fun-filled and possibly entertaining episode of Broken News. I'm Philip Habe, and it's great to have you with us today. And, well, in the news, what do we have for you? Well, we know the circus is back in town. That's right. That traveling roadshow of fabrication, it was also known as the CNN Town Hall. And it took place last week with the master of ceremonies being Donald Trump. And, of course, many who heard it or saw it or saw clips later said it was a shameful disaster, while others said that as shameful disasters go, it was one of the best. And certainly we know that the rank and vile of the party, they were very happy with the town hall. And there was other news out there in Newsland. You may have heard this. The FDA approves a drug to treat hot flashes and night sweats. Isn't that good news? And that is exciting news. And in fact, our Broken News staff has researched extensively some of the consequences of hot flashes and night sweats. And they discovered that, in fact, one woman had a hot flash that was so bad that she was actually tracked by a heat-seeking missile. That's true. That actually happened. Also, we discovered, from talking with various scientists, we now know that hot flashes, or we think that hot flashes may actually be the cause of the Great Northern Lights. And did you see the story about some men who were accused of stuffing fish? This was now in a tournament to see who could catch the biggest fish. And some people were accused of stuffing fish with weights. That's right. They were stuffing fish actually with weights in a fishing tournament. And you know, it's a dead giveaway, really, when you pull the fish out of the water and its body is shaped exactly like a boat anchor. And when a sushi chef has been stuffed head first into the fish, that's also not good. That's not a good look. And it's amazing when you think of the extent that some people went to win this competition, and the things they would try to put in fish to win, no matter what, at all costs. I mean, really, some of it is just hard to imagine. But I mean, one fish actually had a complete living room set in it. Another fish had a Ford pickup. And I think the most shocking thing in one, you found a notary public. Well, that's our show for this week. It was so good to have you with us, and we hope you'll be back next time for another thrilling episode of Broken News. I'm Philip Habe, and please tell everybody you've ever known or ever hoped to know, or anybody and everybody within your zip code, about Broken News. They can enjoy it, sensibly, we hope, and they can enjoy it wherever they get their podcasts. We hope you'll be back next time. Thanks for joining us.